T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
I don't know about you guys. I'm still not over the fact that we lost Alex Trebek. Man, it's such a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, and in 20, if it was going to happen, it was going to happen in 2020.
I mean, right. I can tell you why it feels like that. The show is still on.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's actually Christmas Day, his last episode.
It is.
And then it'll feel weird.
Right. Well, Jeopardy announced yesterday that they're set to return to production next week, and they are going to be going through guest hosts of people who will be hosting Jeopardy since Alex Trebek is no longer with us. And the first guest host will be Ken Jennings, who is the former champion that had one of the longest winning streaks in Jeopardy history, which, by the way, was back in 2004.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Like, I didn't know it was that long ago. But remember, he had won, 80 shows in a row or something. He's going to be one of the first guest hosts.
You sure it wasn't 2014?
No.
No, that was the other guy.
Who was the other guy?
Brad Rutter.
Hoshummer.
How you doing?
Okay.
James Holhouser.
That's it.
And he kind of looked like he was a dummy, but he was really a genius.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there was a guy in between the two of them named Brad Rutter. The three of them competed against each other just last year.
Yeah.
And it was actually really exciting to watch. Brad Rutter, I actually met through friends because he was from Central Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
And he's like a shockingly, totally normal guy.
Wouldn't he be? Why is that shocking?
Because you got Ken Jennings on one end who looks and acts like young Sheldon.
And then you've got Bradley
Halbithauer.
James Halhouser.
Who seems like he has an adult handler with him at all times. So, he's, in the middle, and it, totally made sense socially. I'm glad it's Ken Jennings, though.
Yeah, so actually, Ken Jennings has been a consulting producer for the show for a little bit, and he actually has helped read categories on the air. So he's kind of been, for the last couple of months, he's kind of been in the system.
Okay, because I was going to say, I don't know that being good at Jeopardy means you'd be a good host. Granted, it's a pretty dry read.
It's way harder than you think.
Why?
When's the last time you watched Jeopardy?
Never.
Okay, well, then there you go. That's why.
I mean, I've seen clips.
You don't have to, because you don't have to necessarily know the answers, but you have to know how to pronounce all that stuff.
Oh, that's true.
It is not. There are times where I watch Jeopardy, and I'm like, the amount of time, you look at Drew Carey, who probably literally shows up to set up The Price is Right 10 minutes before they start rolling, and he's fine. It's the same games over and over again. How do you do's with the dummies that come on down?
I'm sure people say that about our show, and that's not true.
I mean, that's probably true, although our show is not the same thing every single day, but his show is. But Jeopardy is the same thing every day, but the amount of time he must put into memorizing the pronunciation of all those different things.
That's true.
Oh, yay, yay.
When was the last time you saw Alex Trebek screw up a pronunciation or misread a question?
I mean, that's
screw up
true.
Anything.
Right, yeah.
Okay, see, that makes... Okay.
That's why I'm glad that, like, if they're going to replace... Well, they have to replace Alex. So if they're going to replace him, they should replace him with somebody who is very smart. Like, I would have been so disappointed if they would have just picked any chucklehead from Hollywood, like a Wayne Brady, to start hosting Jeopardy. I would have been like, oh, gross. Like, never watch again. Click.
Okay, so the person has to be kind of stoic?
They have to be very intelligent.
Okay.
And they don't have to be, like, I was actually thinking, like, go through all of the Celebrity Jeopardies and find the people who did the best. Like, and then maybe go through that roster and see who's there and who's not. Like, you know who actually, like, was really, really good at Celebrity Jeopardy and I think would actually be a great Jeopardy host? I mean, she has a job right now, but if she wants to retire from that job, would have been Robin Quivers from the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, wow.
You're kidding.
Right? Wouldn't that have been a good choice? Because she's so... When I watched her on Celebrity Jeopardy, she was incredible.
Really?
And she's very smart. And it'd be kind of cool to see, like, a woman and a woman of color take over Jeopardy.
That'd be great. You know, the more I'm thinking about it, yes, Alex Trebek, and I'm not going to speak ill of the dead.
Careful. He's Canadian.
I especially will not speak ill of Canadians.
You will disgrace two countries.
Okay. He was beloved for not giving us that much. Like, okay, here's the thing.
You've never watched the show.
But Kevin, I've seen enough Jeopardy. Everybody's seen enough Jeopardy to know how Jeopardy goes, okay? To see Alex Trebek. He was kind of quick with some funny, like, dry humor occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
But for the most part, knowing how to pronounce words was kind of his greatest gift. And so besides, like, what is it about him that we loved so much? And I'm not saying we didn't love him. We did. But I can't quite place why.
Now, Gavin, if we wanted to go on your theory of let's go to the Celebrity Jeopardies and see, like, who did the best. I mean, the pool to choose from is very limited.
Is it?
Yeah, no. Because do you want Deborah Messing?
No.
Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Mo Rocca?
Maybe.
Josh Gad?
Definitely not.
Penn Jillette?
Oh, that would be interesting.
No.
Lewis Black?
That would also be
interesting.
He would
yell at you if you got an answer wrong.
I'm fine with that.
Chris Wallace, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
These are people who've done very well?
No, these are just people that have played the game.
No. You got to take the celebrities that have done really well.
It doesn't matter because Cheech Martin could have won and be like, well, he's going to be the new host.
All right, that's true. To answer Katie's question, though, what has he done? It's consistency. That's why he has been a staple on American television.
Okay, well, then the same thing could be said for Pat Sajak.
I mean, Pat Sajak is also kind
of
like a thing.
We do not love Pat Sajak the same way we love Alex Trebek.
There's just, I don't know. Jeopardy just seemed like the last place on television that revered intelligence.
Okay.
And, like, I just don't want that sullied by just putting in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the host. Like, find somebody who is very intelligent that will carry the mantle. That's what I want. As a Jeopardy watcher.
I have a prediction. I think we're going to see Jeopardy go away.
No.
I think we will.
What? Based on what?
Based on
Wipeout? What could we possibly...
I think part of why we loved Jeopardy was we loved Alex Trebek.
We thought the same thing about The Price is Right.
That's true.
I've never seen that show either.
Oh my. I can't have this conversation.
Why are we even having a conversation?
Push the button. Get it down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.